KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta College Theater Department is holding auditions for its fall production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. The auditions will take place in the Shasta College Theater, Building 500. Auditions are open to both Shasta College students and community members. Prospective participants are encouraged to prepare a one-minute dramatic monologue. Performances for Midsummer Night's Dream, running from October 10th through 19th.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're back for another hour with you, and happy to be here. Check it out, the phone number. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, give me a call. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And like usual, a lot of news, right? We learned about Bill Barr earlier today. Bill Barr doing things he ought not to have done, working with Fuddy Willis. Unbelievable, but believable. That's how the deep state works. And this is why I say it's so hard to put him in jail, because you never know who's who they're working with, and how it's going. Here today, gone tomorrow, right? All fair weather friends. So that's how that goes down. What else we had? It was a lot of big stories today. Letitia James, being investigated by the Department of Justice it's a grand jury investigation into her, so this is a criminal matter, over $454 million civil fraud case against Donald Trump. Isn't it funny how you get people that say, oh, Trump did this, Trump did that, and it ends up that they did a lot of the same things, and worse, because they actually really did them. Listen to this.
We have breaking news. Federal prosecutors have issued subpoenas to New York Attorney General Letitia James. Sources tell ABC News the subpoenas are related to her office's civil fraud case against President Trump and a corruption case against the National Rifle Association. The Department of Justice declined to comment. Now James's attorneys calling it a dangerous escalation and part of a political retribution campaign by the president. Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky is here with more on that. Aaron, what do we know so far?
We know these subpoenas were issued by the Northern District of New York. This is in Albany, and they were issued to the Attorney General's office seeking information about two of her cases. The one you mentioned, Diane, the civil fraud case against President Trump that resulted in a $500 million judgment that he is still appealing. The other case involves the office's lawsuit against the National Rifle Association that forced former head Wayne LaPierre to cough up more than $4 million after James alleged corruption and misappropriation of funds. The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
So, Letitia James, and good for her, right? She earned every last bit of that investigation. I don't know what happens with it, but, you know, if you were investigated, if I were investigated, and we were public officials, it would be a stain on our record that we'd only be able to talk through at cocktail parties. Right when I say, hey, man, sorry, man, you got a raw deal. What happened with that? Oh, you know, man, they just, you know, the system's rigged, bro. They're trying to get me. Right? That's how it would sound. I don't think she would say something like, well, look, as an officer of the court and a chief law enforcement officer of the state of New York, I fully support transparency and let them dig in. There's nothing for me to hide here. And I'm actually looking forward to clearing the air. She's not going to say that. She's going to be mad as all heck. So, anyway, I think that's how that goes. And listen, that's why you can't play dirty, because it'll come back to you. Anyway, other breaking news, just a little while ago, police announcing that they have taken out a shooter on the campus of Emory University. There was an active shooter there not that long ago. This is a report from NBC Montana. Listen to this.
This active shooter incident that occurred today on the campus of Emory University, just off site of the CDC and next to this CVS pharmacy. This active shooter incident started this afternoon, and Chief Sherbaum will give you some of the details regarding that. I witnessed over the last 2 hours a very coordinated response. A lot of training had to go into how these men and women of Emory University, DeKalb County Police, the FBI, the City of Atlanta Police, Fire and Rescue from both DeKalb and the City of Atlanta, the GDI, Georgia State Patrol. I saw officers coming from all over to be able to respond to this incident. At this time, Chief Sherbaum will give you more of the details, but at this time, the shooter is deceased. And we don't have any civilians that have been shot in this active shooter incident. Thank God for that. We do have a DeKalb County officer that was also shot. And at this very moment, the CEO of DeKalb County, Lorraine Cochran Johnson, as well as the police chief of DeKalb County, are at the hospital right now meeting and talking with individuals, the families, and other officers that were involved having to respond to this emergency situation. They will shortly come to this very same spot to give a press conference and an update on that officer and that incident. And at this time also, on the CDC's campus, there are 92 children that are in a daycare that is on this campus. They are safe, and we are setting up with the CDC and all connected parties to be able to get those families reunited with those children at a local school very nearby. And we have the address of that. That chief will give you the specific address and name of that school nearby. So we are working to unify families. And at this time, there have been no civilian casualties, but this was an active shooter incident. The shooter is now deceased. The campus is, there are no threats on the campus currently, but we still have an active investigation. Atlanta Police Department will be the investigating party. And so we ask that while things are safe, that you don't drive in that part of campus, because we need to make sure that the investigation goes through without any obstruction.
All right, again, that is Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens giving that report, and that's Atlanta. The Montana incident is one I'll tell you about a little bit later. But Andre Dickens, Mayor of Atlanta, talking about the shooter at Emory University. And, man, let me tell you, kudos to the law enforcement officers that were able to contain this thing. You've got to keep things like this under control, and you got to get them under control quickly, right? I think the worst thing we saw, and I'm going to hate to use the word, but best lesson we learned, is Uvalde, right? The shooting at the school in Texas. And I only say best lesson because we learned that you cannot leave an active shooter in place. You can't just hang out outside and try to negotiate with someone who has access to kill people. In that case, little kids. So kudos to those in law enforcement that took this dude out. That's all I can say. You know, people sometimes think that's a harsh thing to say, but I think it's a harsh thing to deal with when it's your family. It's a very hard topic. It's when you're thinking, man, if only the cops could have gotten there sooner. If only they would have used deadly force, right? When it's other people on social media, you go, why did they shoot him in the leg? Why they got to shoot to kill? But when it's your family, I think the shoe's on the other foot, and I think you always got to think that way. Yeah, I guess I grew up with two brothers that were cops, and I personally always wanted them to come home, right? You want your family to be a part of your family. You want to see them at the next gathering. So I always look at it that way. It's an honorable profession to be a police officer. It's not an honorable profession to be a criminal. Anyway, we're going to have a little chat with somebody that served during the administration.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Growing up, most medicines were made in America, but today it's a very different story. More than half the pharmaceuticals we rely on are manufactured overseas, and many critical drugs are susceptible to shortages because of an extended supply chain. In fact, only 9% of active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, are manufactured in the United States. This is a national security issue. So today the FDA is announcing a new program called PreCheck, a powerful incentive that will help bring pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States. The FDA is announcing we will cut the red tape and regulatory delays that typically slow down the construction of new manufacturing sites in the United States. In this program, FDA inspectors will work alongside companies from the design phase until the end of construction. This will reduce the guesswork companies often do and help make new facilities ready to go on day one that the construction is done. In addition, we'll streamline the chemistry, manufacturing, and controls, or CMC, portion of the application through frequent meetings and early guidance. We want to hear from you on this proposed approach. FDA will host a public meeting on September 30th from 9 to 4 p.m. We'll present the FDA PreCheck framework and discuss how we can work together to strengthen our supply chain and increase our national security.
That's a message from Dr. Macari. He's the head of the FDA. And, man, first I'm going to say, imagine working for that guy. Boy, it's snooze fest. I'd be like, Anyway, but the bottom line there was we have to reshore our pharmaceuticals. This is a big deal, and I agree with him. It is a matter of national security. Just imagine we go through COVID again where we got to turn to, as President Trump would say, China, because we need different types of medicines. And guess what? You can't get them because people are dropping dead left and right because of COVID. We never want to be in that situation again. And I love that the president and the administration are taking steps to address this issue. I want to get the inside scoop from somebody who just retired from federal service days ago. And he's going to spill the beans with all of us. Dennis Gonzalez is a founder of Gonzalez Strategies and Solutions. He's a consultant now on matters of government affairs and health and human services. And he's a former acting regional director for Region 2, which includes the Eastern Seaboard and Puerto Rico, at the Department of Health and Human Services, where he served more than two decades with distinction, serving in two decades. That's probably two or three presidents, most recently serving in the administration or during the administration of President Trump and under the leadership of Secretary Kennedy. Dennis Gonzalez, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Good evening. Great to be on. And let me take a minute, if I can, to congratulate you on becoming one of the leading voices of conservative talk radio. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you, brother.
You're doing a great job.
That's very kind of you to say. And if I can be frank, you've been one of the leading voices on public health, in the two decades I've known you, whether it was your service in New Jersey at the Department of Health, your service in intergovernmental affairs in the with the government of Puerto Rico, the federal government, even in the private sector. And this is why I call on you for advice. And when we hear Dr. Macari talk about these things, I want to get a I guess, your sense of how realistic and how challenging it's going to be to reshore so much of our pharmaceutical manufacturing.
Well, by the way, yeah, you're right about the snooze fest with Dr. Macri. Super, super smart guy, but a little challenged on the charisma side of things. But be that as it may, you know, a lot of the medicine that our pharmaceutical companies produce are still manufactured in the U.S. The biggest problem, and you mentioned this earlier, is the APAs, which means that a lot of the different components of the medicine come from other countries or are manufactured in other countries. So even when we manufacture medicine here, we're dependent on these other countries, especially China. And that becomes, you know, a national security issue because China is not, you know, really our friend. And, you know, it's an adversary at best. And, you know, in another situation like COVID or a pandemic of that nature could be a problem to get the materials that we need to manufacture the drugs that we need.
Very good point, Dennis. And, you know, this is, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, from the rest of the news of the day, it's kind of like the way the Mexican cartels are reliant on China for the precursor chemicals to produce their fentanyl and synthetic fentanyl. And it seems China is in that game of providing these things. So what's the workaround and how do we, you know, get around these APAs and other precursors?
Well, you know, I commend the president and Secretary Kennedy for making this a priority. You know, he's not only doing this for pharmaceuticals. You know, he's doing this, as you know, as you can see, all throughout the economy in every significant sector. You know, cars and other areas. You know, he wants to make sure that they're manufactured here, which is, of course, an economic benefit, you know, creates jobs. But in terms of the pharmaceuticals, it's even more important because it's a national security thing. You know, we need to make sure that we don't depend on others, even if they're allies. You know, a lot [S2] Right. [S1] Of the APIs come out of Europe. You know, they're our allies. However, there may be issues of getting the materials to us. You know, there are supply chain issues. You know, in the event of a pandemic, you know, which we saw during COVID, you know, it'll be hard to get the materials that we need from friendly countries in here as expeditiously as we need. So, you know, there are a lot of considerations, which is why I think the president is doing this, and he needs to be commended for that. And, you know, and the other thing, Rich, is,
right.
You know, these manufacturing facilities, of course, you know, they're for obvious reasons. You know, they have to have specific requirements.
Well, Dennis, before you get into that point, I want to take a pause here because the music means we got to take a quick pause and we're coming right back. Let me remind the audience who we're talking to. We're on with Dennis Gonzalez. He's founder of Gonzalez Strategies and Solutions, former acting regional director and executive officer at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. And straight up, we're going to talk about vaccines, personal, professional, and more with Dennis Gonzalez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced yesterday the cutting of nearly $500 million of grants and contracts for developing mRNA vaccines. mRNA shots were first used during the COVID-19 pandemic. They instruct the body to produce a fragment of a virus, which then sets off an immune response. Unlike traditional vaccines, they can be made within months and quickly altered as the virus changes. Many scientists and infectious disease experts quickly denounced this move and stressed the importance of mRNA research. The director of the Pandemic Center at Brown University put it like this, quote, "Had we not used life-saving mRNA vaccines, we would have had millions of more COVID deaths."
So a couple of interesting things. Why are we talking about vaccines again? Well, 4 hours ago, Fox News is reporting that federal agencies are now being directed to delete employee COVID vaccination records and exemption requests. How about that? That's a novel idea. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What else we got here? We got CNN reporting yesterday night, cutting federal funds for mRNA vaccines. Coming from the federal government, super. And the New York Times just yesterday, RFK Jr. breaking sharply with the mainstream when it comes to vaccines. And again, the New York Times may be forgetting that RFK Jr. is the Secretary of Health. But this is what's going on. This is part of the conversation in the world of public health, and that's why we're talking about it. So I want to bring back in our guest, Dennis Gonzalez. He's now a consultant on matters related to intergovernmental affairs, health, human services, public health, etc. And the company is Gonzalez Strategies and Solutions. He's former acting regional director. He's served as executive officer at the Department of Health and Human Services for more than two decades and has a very distinguished career in state service in New Jersey and in the private sector and even liaising with governments in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, all as part of his federal service. So, Dennis Gonzalez, welcome back. I want to get your take on this, both your professional opinion and personal or anecdotal information that you may want to share, because of you know, the shift in policy that we've seen from the time of COVID through today. It's really been a kind of a roller coaster, hasn't it?
It sure has, absolutely. But Rich, before we go there, let me just finish the point that I was trying to make before we went to the commercial break, which is on the facilities. You know, obviously,
regarding the medicine, the pharmaceutical
medicine, manufacturing of medicine. You know, obviously, you can't just manufacture medicine in any facility. You know, unlike cars or any other factories, you can't just start manufacturing medicine. Without taking into consideration a lot of the restrictions, the requirements, and the skilled workforce. Right. And I bring this up because you and I know of a place that's very special to us that for many, many, many years produced most of the medicine that was consumed in this country, and that's Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Is there a plant that was in Puerto Rico? A lot of big plants were in Puerto Rico.
All the major pharmaceuticals had manufacturing plants in Puerto Rico, state-of-the-art manufacturing plants, and they trained the workforce. So Puerto Rico has already trained, very skilled workforce. And there's someone in the Trump administration that we both know, Peter Navarro, who is has been a strong advocate for getting Puerto Rico back into the making of medicine. And hopefully, that'll happen sooner than later.
Well, that will be an economic boon for both for the island, and I think for a lot of things, because it would in many ways reshore it to to the United States. It would be important for the economy of Puerto Rico, but overall for the national security of the United States. And that sounds like a win-win. Navarro's a good guy. I've had him on the show plenty of times, and he's a patriot and he's a smart guy. So hopefully these things will be implemented sooner rather than later. And speaking of those pharmaceuticals, vaccines are one that are always in question. And I've had Dr. Robert Malone on this program, the guy who was inventor of this mRNA technology. And he told me that he didn't invent that for COVID and that it wasn't ideal for the administration of that particular vaccine. It was more of a like a gene therapeutic type of thing, immunotherapy, and this has come into question many times, which is why I think the current administration is saying, forget it, we're not doing it. I think there's a lot of people that looked at the amount of vaccine injury and vaccine related death that we saw in Europe coming from the AstraZeneca vaccine and said, hold on, this is giving us pause. So do you think that the move that the administration is making now, is it a sound one?
Well, I think it's important to note, Rich, that the secretary, that the Trump administration, Secretary Kennedy, is not prohibiting the research of the continued research of mRNA.
Right.
What he has done is he's taken a little less than $500 million in federal funds, and he's directing it to other priorities of the administration. But and if you read the woke, mainstream fake news media, they make it seem like it's the end of the world. the research will continue. In fact, the federal portion, the $500 million, which is the federal portion of the research, is very, very small compared to what, you know, the pharmaceuticals themselves and other researchers are investing in this area. So, you know, this is just another attempt by, you know, those who oppose, you know, the Trump administration to, you know, to make this bigger than what it is. I was reading an article earlier today that people are going to die. Oh, please.
Right. Well, they say that every time there's any cut to any budget.
Exactly. Exactly. Trump is the president. He won. And Kennedy is his Secretary of Health and Human Services. And, you know, they have a right to implement their policies. You know, people have a right to protest, have a right to object, but the Secretary has made it very clear that he has other priorities right now. And mRNA research is not one of them. And, you know, he makes some very strong arguments as to why. And you mentioned, that you had the person who invented
this. Dr. Robert Malone, yes.
Yes. You know, you're right. I mean, it wasn't invented with, you know, respiratory issues, you know, to address respiratory issues. And, you know, in fact, the only time that, mRNA has been around for decades, the technology.
Right.
But the only time that it was actually used was during COVID. Now, you know, if a technology is that great, and, you know, that significant, why wasn't it used sooner to develop vaccines, instead of waiting for a pandemic,
what's the answer to that?
Well, the answer is, as the Secretary has made it clear, is, you know, we need to stop making mRNA that this is a miracle drug, that it will cure everything. During COVID, millions of people were vaccinated and still got the virus.
Like reinfected after the fact.
Exactly, and still died. And then there were millions who didn't get the vaccine and never got COVID and didn't get sick and didn't die. And then, and Rich, you know that this is very personal for me. You knew my brother, Claudio, and, you know, he was a perfectly healthy person, never had any major health issues, was hesitant about getting vaccinated, but went ahead and did it, got vaccinated, and, you know, few months later started having heart issues and ultimately passed away a few months ago.
I just want to say, your brother was a patriot. He served this country. He was a great man. And he was a fan of mine, a listener of mine. I really enjoyed
him. Oh, yeah. He used to listen to you every night.
Yeah. I enjoyed my conversations with him whenever I saw him. And just wanted to say he was a really good guy, and we mourn his loss.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he was a big fan of yours. And, you know, and I asked his doctor, and he said, well, you know, we won't know for years. It'll take years before we know for sure. He says, but I have to tell you, Dennis, that, you know, I've had a lot of patients who started developing these types of issues, like, you know, what Claudio had, after they got vaccinated. So there has to be some correlation there.
Sure. And we know as much as the heart issues with the swelling, the myocarditis, and all that stuff. Whether that's the fatal incident for some people as opposed to others is, you know, debatable. But I know young people who were facing, pretty severe bouts of myocarditis until that was under control. Mm-hmm. One of them was a brand new pilot, just got out of pilot school and had to take time off from his brand new job as a pilot because he couldn't fly because he had now come down with myocarditis. So those links are there, and they're real, and we shouldn't pretend they're not.
Exactly. And I think what Secretary Kennedy is saying is, hey, you know, let's pause, let's take things easy, you know, let's not push. And then the other big problem that we had, Rich, is that, you know, the people were forced to get vaccinated. And, you know, I mean, come on. And you know, and then the Biden administration, the Democrats talk about threat to democracy. I mean, how much how much more threat to democracy can forcing people to get vaccinated be?
A wild time.
Yeah, and you know, and I know personal friends of mine who lost jobs, lost their careers because they wouldn't get vaccinated. It's wrong. It's wrong to force people to especially a vaccine that hasn't been proven.
Now, yeah, especially it may be, healthy people.
Like, exactly.
I'd heard of 16-year-old kids that were being told to get vaccinated. I thought that's insane.
Oh, absolutely.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-212-4227. for Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, familia, welcome back. Getting to your calls momentarily. Open phones across America begins in a moment. 833-4-VALDEZ. Of course, that's Valdez with an S. And I wanted to reiterate that this big move today from the Trump administration, rolling back pandemic-era mandates. Today, they directed all federal agencies to erase any records related to employees' COVID-19 vaccination status, their prior mandates for noncompliance, or even exemption requests. This guidance was issued by OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, and it was in response to recent litigation. It's part of a broader push, which the administration hopes will stop what they're calling harmful pandemic-era policies that were imposed under the Biden administration. So that's good to know. It's good to see that those things are happening. Hopefully they happen at the statewide level for so many people that lost their jobs in state government. But I want to wrap up our conversation on this, as public health remains a very important thing and directly linked to our national security. You guys will recall a couple of months ago, there were several incidents where professors and scientists and researchers were arrested creating, you know, lethal fungus and lethal pathogens at the behest of the Chinese government. And they were doing that right here in American universities. So I want to kind of encapsulate our conversation and get some final thoughts from our guest, Dennis Gonzalez. He spent 2 decades at the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C., in New York City at Federal Plaza. And Dennis Gonzalez, I guess a minute or two to you, your final thoughts on what we need to do moving forward.
Well, again, Rich, thanks so much for this opportunity, and thank you for using your program as a platform to address these issues that are so important and that, you know, need to be addressed in a fair and, you know, unbiased way. And I thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to retire from HHS at the end of last year, but I decided to stay on a little longer because I wanted to work with the Trump administration and with Secretary Kennedy. And I have to tell you, as you mentioned earlier, I retired as of actually today is 1 week. I retired as of August 1st, I worked with 7 different secretaries of HHS, and I have not seen a secretary more committed, more dedicated to making sure that America's healthy, to, you know, to do the things that need to be done to advance health in this country than Senator Kennedy. Senator Kennedy was his father. Secretary Kennedy. He's a fantastic secretary, a very super smart, brilliant man, and who's truly committed, and he has the support of a president who is also very committed. And so I think, you know, we will see some really good things come out of HHS in the next few months and even a couple of years.
Outstanding. Dennis Gonzalez, CEO and founder of Gonzalez Strategies and Solutions. They do intergovernmental affairs. They do matters of you know, consulting work on health and human services. Dennis, I want to thank you for being here. I really appreciate your insight, and enjoy the rest of the summer. Godspeed, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Take care. God bless you.
You bet. God bless. And amigos, we continue. We're going to have a conversation with you all, with the American people, and we're going to do that straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
You've still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big Wireless Unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, see site for additional facts.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my sight softer?
Can I make my sight firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Get early access to Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. 25% off the i8 bed, our most popular. Plus free home delivery. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
This summer isn't just hot, it's historic. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns underwater, roads washed out, and in every crisis zone, the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. Waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for someone to show up and save them. They tell you that help is on the way, but what if it's not? What if help takes days, or doesn't come at all? You think the system's built to protect you? They can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be the one caught empty-handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grammer. Wounded Warrior Project supports injured veterans by connecting them with fellow warriors, by serving them through mental health and wellness programs, and by empowering them to live on their own terms. No one should face a battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, sir. All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Steve, Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Quickly, speed round. Go for it.
Oh, speed round. Thanks, Valdez, for taking my call. Uttar Pradesh in India. 240 million people in that province. They started seeing that the vaccine was killing their young kids. They stopped it right away, and they gave free ivermectin to everyone. 85% of the people volunteered and went through with it. When we were losing thousands of per day, they were losing 0 to 6 people per day. Ivermectin.
Wow. And ivermectin fixed everything. You know, and it's been working for a long time for malaria, for lots of things. There's a lot of consensus, or some consensus, around the idea that a lot of these ailments that people are facing mimic a parasitic infection, and that's why ivermectin is so effective. Thanks, brother, for the call, WGKA. Bonnie, Charleston, South Carolina, speed round. Go right ahead. I'm sorry, Bonnie. The music got to us. If you can hold on, I'd love to hear your story and your comment. I apologize for not judging the time correctly. But Bonnie is in South Carolina, WTMA. And amigos, I am Rich Valdez. For some of you that are listening on a delay later on, I'm going home. For others, I'm coming right back. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. I'm Valdez.
Hi, this is Lynn.
to Fought. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a peace agreement during a White House ceremony earlier today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
With President Trump presiding, the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to end decades of conflict and reopen key transportation corridors.
With this accord, we've finally succeeded in making peace.
Both of the visiting leaders expressed their gratitude for the U.S. role in reaching an agreement. Armenia's prime minister called the deal a success for the two countries and a success for the world. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wildfire north of Los Angeles is keeping crews busy there.
Firefighters north of Los Angeles are making progress against the Canyon Fire, a new blaze that sprung up Thursday afternoon, spreading quickly in steep terrain near Lake Piru. It forced thousands to evacuate. As a line of flames burned on the not-too-distant ridgetop, in an interview for KABC 7, resident Joseph DeLeonardi says he was up all night as the fire surrounded his cul-de-sac. The Ventura County Fire Department says as the blaze spread east into Los Angeles County, but crews were able to take advantage of lower temperatures overnight to attack the fire. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department investigating adversaries of President Trump involving New York Attorney General Letitia James and U.S. Senator Adam Schiff. Attorney General Pam Bondi this week named Ed Martin as a special prosecutor to help conduct separate mortgage fraud investigations into James and Democratic U.S. Senator Adam Schiff of California. Emory University alerted students and staff earlier today to an active shooter on their Atlanta campus. The alert told students to avoid the area. Atlanta police said they were responding to reports of an active shooter and took him down at a later time. A man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody after a week-long search. Michael Paul Brown, the suspect of the killings, has been captured, according to authorities. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for. For this free information, call 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. Or simply visit godra.com.
Boar's Head Deli Meat Plant is reopening amid sanitation problems.
New documents obtained by the Associated Press find that there were sanitation problems similar to the ones at the Jarrett plant at sites in three other locations in the U.S. Some of the problems found at the plants include a meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls and stairs, meat products clogging drains, and employees who didn't wear hairnets
or plastic aprons or wash their hands. The new inspection documents are from January of 2025 through July, so the problems occurred very recently.
Correspondent Jonelle Alicia reporting. The White House has announced an increased federal law enforcement presence in Washington, D.C. for at least the next week to combat crime. The move follows the president's suggestions that his administration could take over running the Senate temporarily. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump administration wins an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportations.
The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, as planes were already en route to El Salvador. The administration denied violating his order. The appellate court ruling overrules the finding. In reaction on social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the decision, quote, a major victory, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump says he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. It's a potential breakthrough after weeks of expressing frustration that more was not being done to quell the fighting. The Kremlin has not yet confirmed the details, which the president announced on social media, but both nations expect that could happen as soon as next week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. We're back for another hour with you, the American people. It's a blessing to be on this microphone with each and every one of you, and welcome to the program. I'm thrilled to be here. It is Friday night, 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and I'm going to give you the phone number if you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation. Here's the number, 833-482-5337-833-4-VALDEZ. And plenty to discuss, right? There was, like I mentioned earlier, Bill Barr. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit later. We talked about Bill Barr was working with Funny Willis. That was some of what came out earlier today. Then there was, let me see, there's another big story today. Of course, Letitia James, we talked about that. We talked about the cops. putting down an active shooter at Emory University, and President Trump hosting a peace summit between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Now, this, again, if you don't know about that, that's a thing. That's a thing that's very serious. I mean, if you ever even hung out with some Armenian people, and there were others around that were not Armenians, like the ones they're at war with, or were at war with a million years ago, there's still a little bad blood. And this is a big deal. It's been going on for a long time. So kudos to El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. And it's a good thing that we're bringing about peace. It's a very good thing. Mr. Good, do we have a clip from President Trump on this peace deal? Let her rip.
It's a long time, 35 years. They fought, and now they're friends, and they're going to be friends for a long time. But it's a big, beautiful honor to welcome everyone to the White House for this very historic peace summit between Armenia and Azerbaijan. It's really a great thrill for me. I love seeing good people get together, and that's what you have. You have two great leaders. I want to congratulate these two visionary people, Prime Minister Pashinyan and President Aliyev, for coming to Washington to sign this momentous joint declaration. It's a tremendously important document, and it's been a long time in coming. They were explaining before that so many times they thought they could get there. It never happened. It just never happened.
That, again, is President Trump talking about this latest deal he's making. And again, this is a big deal. He's not kidding here, right? I was at, during the inauguration, I was somewhere with somebody who was Armenian. And this topic came up, and everybody got, you know, the room got chilly. It was the feeling was ice cold because of this bad blood that has existed for so long. So kudos to President Trump. And again, you know, I feel like I find myself saying that a lot. And no, I'm not tired of winning yet. But I try to make sure that I don't come across as President Trump sneezed. Well, kudos to President Trump. He did a great job. No, I really try to congratulate him on what I think he's doing well. And you find me anywhere in recent history, and I'm happy for you to actually do it. I'm not saying that to be provocative. I'm saying it for real. Another president who's brokered so many peace deals, right? I mean, during the break, I was just talking to Mr. Good, our new producer, and Mr. Good was telling me about the way his brain works. And he was saying, you know, I tend to look at things, you know, like brand deals. And I said, that's a good thing. And then he hits the music while I'm talking. Good job, Mr. Good, while I was trying to give you some kudos. Anyway, we were talking about this, and the bottom line is that President Trump thinks the same way. He's always thinking of the future, of the brand deal, of how to make it happen. And when you think of this, okay, maybe the brand is Trump equals peace. Right? I don't know what the brand deal here is. I do know, I think this is truly his heart as a person. He is an anti-war person. And he sees that silver lining. And I've never seen another person do it this way, because we've been so used to, as Eisenhower coined the term, the military-industrial complex. And listen, very few are more hawkish than me. But the reality is, Trump's way works, right? I guess we'll end up probably calling this the Trump Doctrine one day, which is, you know, peace through strength, but there's many more components to it, right? It's peace through deals, peace through tariff deals, peace through all sorts of deals. And I don't know what the angle is here, but I can only imagine when you're President Trump and you have these two leaders in your presence and you're like, all right, President of Armenia, President of Azerbaijan, what do you guys want? You know, I don't know how he approaches these things, but ultimately he gets them what they need, right? Because Trump is about getting to a deal, or like the Gail Carnegie book, Getting to Yes. I think he wrote that. If not, then I messed it up. But I've read that book, and I think they cite him in it. Anyway, point I'm making, that's how Trump works. He comes up with a deal, and, you know, I can only imagine it. It probably sounds like him picking up the phone and saying, hello, how you doing, Mr. President? Listen, I've got a big, beautiful deal for you, right? And he goes on and paints this big picture about how if you consider doing the unthinkable of making peace with these people, this is what awaits you. This is what we can do. We can work out a deal. Right? And he's putting himself out there to negotiate these deals. And I hope that the United States has one way or another of gaining from this. But even if it doesn't, who doesn't want peace? And that's the part that I think is just so underreported, right? You don't hear enough of it. You've got Cambodia nominating him for a Nobel Prize. There should be a number of countries nominating him for a Nobel Prize, and I think Congo did as well. This shouldn't be overlooked, and it shouldn't be an oversight. I think President Trump is truly the president of peace, and it's a good thing. That's all I could say about that. Let me see. There was another deal. He continued, right, at the White House with all these leaders, and he's talking about trade. And he's using trade to make peace. Listen to this, number 18.
Your predecessor, Mr. President, President Ronald Reagan, had a phrase as it relates to dealing with the then Soviet Union and also Mikhail Gorbachev. The phrase was trust but verify. Do you subscribe to that same view as it relates to Mr. Putin and Russia?
Well, I do, relating to everybody. I mean, not just President Putin, but also people and leaders that I deal with. Look, I'm dealing with trade. And some of the worst deals we made, some of the worst trade deals we have, I talk about friend and foe, right? Friend and foe, two interesting words. Some of our worst trade deals were not with the foe, they were with the friends. Our friends were just killing us on trade. Not anymore. Not anymore. We're taking in trillions of dollars. And we're respected, and we're settling, you know, through trade, even a little bit here, less here than on some, but through trade, I got things settled. With India, Pakistan, I think it was trade more than any other reason. That's how I got involved. I said, you know, I don't want to be dealing with countries that are trying to blow up themselves and maybe the world. You know, they're nuclear nations. That was a big one. Getting that one settled, I think you'd agree, that was a big one. And they were going at it, you know, they were shooting airplanes out of the sky. You know, they, five or six planes got shot down in their last little skirmish, and then it was going to escalate from there. That could have gotten to be very, very bad. Now, I want to save a lot of lives. I
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Get early access to Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. 25% off the i8 bed, our most popular. Plus free home delivery. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
They have this massive building in Washington, D.C., and, like, nobody goes to it, so why not just shutter it and move everybody down here?
Now, Florida's newest senator is getting on board. West 2's Megan Moriarty shows us why support keeps growing.
As DOGE has been coming to several federal departments to make cuts, there's now discussion that moving NASA headquarters to Kennedy Space Center could help in the effort to cut costs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis touched on this last week.
What they should do is they should stop the project that is scheduled to start to spend $500 million on a new NASA building in D.C. when nobody shows up to work there anyways, or very few. It's like this big vacant building. Scrap that, pocket the $500 million.
Governor DeSantis says to move headquarters here to Florida, as the current HQ is already set to be torn down, something Senator Ashley Moody also agrees with. In a post this week on X, she says, in part, the move would save taxpayers money, encourage collaboration with private space companies, and tap into Florida's talented workforce in the aerospace industry to spur further innovation.
Spurring further innovation. All right, America, welcome back. Welcome back, New York, and everybody that's tuned in. And I want to get to the bottom of this because you just heard Governor DeSantis talking about moving NASA to Cape Canaveral Kennedy Space Center, and sounds like a good idea to me. Matter of fact, such a good idea that there's broad support for it in Congress. Congressman Byron Donalds putting forward a measure to do just that, and we've got him with us tonight. Congressman, welcome back.
Branch, how you doing? It's good to be back with you.
Thanks, brother. God bless. And check this out. I think that, you know, there's been more going on in Washington out of this administration and this Congress than I've seen in a very, very long time. I guess, A, how are you guys managing all of these, juggling all these balls in the air? And B, what's the future? Are you guys going to get this? Is NASA going to come to Florida?
Well, first of all, the way you juggle a lot of balls is just, you know, you stay focused on the matter at hand. What's going to matter for the people of Florida? What's going to matter for the people of the United States? And what's the most conservative policy you can get through and get accomplished? And, you know, it doesn't really matter how many issues you have to work through. It's really about delivering for the people that you serve. So, you know, we just stay focused on the things that actually matter, the details of all these different items. Don't get caught up in how many items they are. I think in terms of getting this done for NASA, I think it's something that we're well on our way to accomplishing. I was just at the SpaceX launch the other day, the astronaut launch the other day, mm-hmm. and you could tell the excitement in the air from the administrators to the people at SpaceX that toured one of their facilities. I know they want to bring the Starship facility to Florida because they want to launch Starship. I was toward the new launch pad that they're tearing down right now that they want to rebuild so they can launch spaceship rockets from the Kennedy Space Center facility. All of this is happening in Florida, so it only makes sense that the headquarters of NASA or as much of their administrative staff is actually relocated to Florida as opposed to being in Washington, D.C. They're really not serving much purpose there at all anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, decentralizing the power in Washington, A, is a good political move, and B, it just makes sense if you're, you know, taking spaceships and sending them into outer space from Florida, you might want to have the bosses there too. Just a novel idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, I think everybody's committed to this effort. So this is not a fight with the federal government. It's just ways of where we're going to reorganize it to make sure we're getting the best bang for our buck and serving the American people in going forward and how we get this stuff done. So I'm excited about all of the inertia at Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral. And to be blunt with you, we're just getting started. This is something where Governor DeSantis, Senator Moody, Senator Scott, myself, the other members of the House of Representatives delegation, we're all focused on bringing NASA to Florida or as much of it as we can, but it's going to be to the furtherance of the space mission, which is really the center of that, is in Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Congressman Byron Donalds, talk to me about, you know, this is a novel idea, but whenever you get a really good idea, it seems like there's always some Democrat that gets in the way and wants to stop things from happening. So what type of red tape are you guys facing?
Honestly, not too much. I think the most of the fight is really from the guys in Texas. You know, I think, you know, Texas has a history in the space mission, obviously Houston, Texas. And so, you know, the Texas members want to see more NASA infrastructure there. But what I tell them is, it doesn't make any sense. You guys don't even launch rockets anymore. You're not launching space shuttles anymore. The Artemis II rocket being built by NASA to go back to the moon, that's being built in Florida. The Starship rockets, those are built right now in Texas, and even SpaceX is saying, why? Well, we're going to launch them in Florida anyway. We might as well build them in Florida if the mission is to get to Mars. So that's what we want to do. It's not so much about Republicans and Democrats, to be blunt with you. This is more states battling out for who's going to get what. But, you know, like I tell the Texas members, Houston, you do have a problem, and that problem is Florida.
Houston, we're on with Congressman Byron Donalds from the great state of Florida. And Congressman, the idea sounds good. I'm glad that it seems like a minimal turf war and not a lot of swamp red tape. But I know you were there for the Crew 11 briefing that just happened. Talk to us a little bit about that mission briefing and what that was like.
It was awesome, you know, to really see, you know, a lot of the stuff around these mission briefings happened. You know, when I was a kid, you would read about what was going on in the race to the moon and all of those things. So to see it real time, to be able to have your kids there, my kids were there to see it as well. You know, it was really awesome. The way the technology has really grown in advance has been tremendous. And I actually went to one of the unmanned space launches that was at 3 a.m. And at first I told my team, I was like, why are we going to be there at 3 a.m. in it? But then when you watch it live and then you see the rocket actually come back down to Earth, the booster rocket, it was tremendous. It really demonstrates America's commitment to space and that we have corporate partners like SpaceX, but also Blue Origin, also L3, and so many others who want to work with the government in order to make sure that America continues to lead the way when it comes to space missions going forward.
Congressman Byron Donalds, how far, how long, what's the next step in getting us to Mars?
The next big step is really going to be the Starship mission being in Florida. I think that, you know, we're going to have to demonstrate that we can get enough payloads past the moon's orbit, and then you're going to have the necessary propulsion in the boosters after you leave Earth's orbit in order to propel to Mars. And once you get there, you're going to have to actually build out some stable living quarters. Talking to some of their scientists, you'll have to be able to land on Mars, which is a different gravitational force, and then you'll have to be able to refuel so that you can get back. And so all these things really matter. It's really important.
Outstanding work. Amigos, we're on with Congressman Byron Donalds. And speaking of payloads and out of space, Trump's 200 days in office, man, he's knocking it out of the park for America. Congressman, stick with me. Amigos, we're coming right back with me, Rich Valdez, and Congressman Byron Donalds. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our discussion with Congressman Byron Donalds. And President Trump's been in office now 200 days. This is, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not a lot. We're talking about just a few months. And the amount of things that have happened, stopping five wars, potentially getting into stopping some more. I mean, there's so many things that are going on. $600 billion investment from NASA just announced on Wednesday. Congressman Byron Donalds, welcome back. I want you to just give us some of the highlights that you think are standing out to you, being that you're in the thick of it.
The biggest is, no more illegal immigration into the country. That's the biggest one. Four years ago under, Joe Biden, it was a disaster, Rich. I remember I had already gone down to El Paso, the El Paso section of the border, and it wasn't even leaking. If people think, oh, well, you know, we had some illegal entrance. No, this was being done on purpose. It was on purpose. They were letting millions of illegals into our country. It was wrong. It was wrong for the people that they were being trafficked into America. It was wrong for the American people. And so to see the change, which really, you know, demonstrated you just needed a new president, that was exceptional. I think the second big thing is getting the president's agenda done. One big, beautiful bill, extending his tax policies from the first term, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. We're finally going to get stablecoin legislation. We were able to get that done so we can get a regulatory framework for digital assets in our country.
No
You're
CBDC.
Seeing all the foreign investment, the CBDC. We're putting a kibosh to all that. We're putting a stranglehold on the Green New Scam. I mean, so many things are happening. Everything that people voted for last November, we're getting it done. And so, you know, I've been in Congress. It's my fifth year. And with Joe Biden, it was just a disaster. You're just trying to find ways to stop the bleeding. With Donald Trump back, everything is happening. And his team has done an exceptional job. Everybody's working together. Everybody's making sure that we accomplish real policy for the American people. And that's why I think people who think that, oh my gosh, the midterms are coming, we could lose it all. Listen, don't worry. I think we're going to be just fine in the midterms, because what are the Democrats doing? They're cursing it at press conferences, and then they're backing Mamdani. They're not doing anything of substance that matters in the lives of the American people.
Yeah, you know, Congressman, I was watching Stephen Colbert for a couple of minutes after work the other night, and it seems like he's the new DNC convention. Right, he had Kamala Harris on one day, and then the next day he has J.B. Pritzker on, and it seems to me like you've got one person that's a clear loser. She just lost. J.B. Pritzker, doesn't look like a winner to me, but it seems like there's a lack of leadership, a lack of talent on the Democrat side. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's 100% a lack of talent. You say Colbert's show is becoming a DNC. That's why he got canceled, because his show sucks. It's not even funny. And people know, most people are looking at it saying, this is not what I want. No, this is funny. It's not a joke. And why would I want to hear from J.B. Pritzker or hear from Kamala Harris? He should have brought Donald Trump on. You know, I don't want to take the monologue from your show there, Rich, but his ratings would have got a lot better. They might have made some money if they brought President Trump on. But look, at the end of the day, what we're witnessing is the Democrats have no leadership. And forget the leadership. They have no ideas. Their ideas are stale. The race baiting is stale. You know, the false choices are stale. The yelling at people, trying to make people feel bad about feeling a certain way about simple stuff like protecting puberty of our young kids, you know, common sense policies that everybody supports, and they try to shame people or cancel people if you don't agree with them. I think a lot of people are over the Democrats. That's why their approval ratings are in the toilet. You look at their approval ratings right now in the toilet. It's a disaster, and it's simply because they have no ideas for the future of our country.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a lot. It's all sizzle and no steak. And you brought up Mamdani, and again, he was a little bit of sizzle, no steak. People were early on a couple months ago saying that Curtis Sliwa, the only Republican in the race, should get out of the race. And here it is yesterday. He outraised by $300,000, beating Mamdani, making him very competitive in the race. And I think we're only going to see more of that from Republicans as Democrats get exposed for who they are. Do you think that's the number one task that, I guess, a politician or a candidate would have, or even those in the media, is just really showing things for what they are, or is there more to it?
Yeah, no, that's mission number one. You have to be able to speak clearly to the American people, talk about these issues in real time and what they actually mean. And you have to be able to get across your values, not just your values, but your ideas of how it makes their lives better. You got to be able to communicate. In politics in 2025 and beyond, if you can't communicate, God bless you, but you need to take a seat, because that's where we are. And then number two, and this is something in Florida we've demonstrated, Governor DeSantis has done this tremendously. Do what you said you were going to do. If you campaigned and said you were going to do these things, then you move heaven and earth to get them done. And if they, for some reason they don't get done, then you go back and explain to the people why they weren't done and what needs to happen at the next election so you get more help to get them done.
100%. Congressman Byron Donalds, we got about 90 seconds before I got to hit a pause, but I want to get your thoughts on this grand jury that's being impaneled allegedly in Florida, which to me would be a game changer, right? Because when people tell me we're going to see justice, I say, how are you going to see justice if we're going to do it in D.C. like we've always have? So I think changing the game is going to change the results. Talk to us about that.
look, that grand jury, if it is going to be impaneled in Florida, then you're actually, I think, going to see a real outcome from a grand jury. Let's just be honest. Whoever you would impanel in D.C., they have a political axe to grind against Republicans and against Donald Trump. It's very clear from how they vote every single cycle. Put it in Florida. Let Floridians who are not caught up in the swamp and the culture of the swamp actually look at this with fresh eyes, and I think it'll be the first step towards actually having real justice in this Russiagate situation. Look, at the end of the day, look, the Democrats, what they wanted to do is they wanted to weaponize their hatred of Donald Trump using the intelligence community to do that. That is flat out wrong. In my view, parts of that are criminal, but we're going to go through that process. Let's put it in Florida. Let's actually do something constructive for the American people.
Amigos, the next governor of Florida, Congressman Byron Donalds, thanks for being here, brother. Godspeed.
Hey, see you, Rich. Love you, baby. Take it easy.
You bet. God bless. All right, amigos, we continue with more straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America. You sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
25th percentile is the lowest income. 75th percentile is the highest income. What I find fascinating about this, Mr. President, is every income group did better. The red is President Trump. The blue is President Biden. Every single income group did better under President Trump. But what's really amazing is look what happened under Biden. The lowest income group lost income under Biden. They were poor 4 years after Biden's presidency. No gain virtually whatsoever for the middle class. And the rich was the only group that did better under Biden, which is ironic because Biden keeps saying he was trying to get rid of income inequality. He made income inequality worse, not better. It was President Trump that reduced income inequality.
These numbers just came out, by the way.
Yep. And then finally, these are the numbers just I just showed you in percentage terms. Mr. President, these are the numbers in dollar terms. So even the lowest income 25th percent gained about $4,000 in income. That's a lot for a lower income family. Yeah. $6,400 for the middle class and almost $10,000 for the richest. So you can see every income group did better under Trump than Biden by a wide margin.
That's our buddy Steve Moore, former economic advisor to President Trump and the White House Council of Economic Advisors, giving this presentation yesterday at the White House in the Oval Office.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
So that it's not all on the United States. Right, so basically they recoup their cost when they sell the drugs back to us. He was saying what you have to do, I forget the term that they use for this, but basically they have to divvy it up fairly and evenly so that everybody's kind of paying their fair share. So it's not the U.S. that's paying the bulk of the R&D and then the rest of the world, Europe and the rest of the, you know, the continents that are participating in receiving these drugs get it at a way cheaper rate. That's part of how the burden is not going to be put on the U.S. And there's a report in Reuters just yesterday that highlights this. And part of what the United States is doing is they're getting the drug costs to match the lowest rates offered to any other comparable country. And again, there's a whole term for this practice. The term's escaping me, but it's a good thing. And this comes on the heels of him actually, well before Biden even tried to do it, in the first Trump administration, he imposed certain caps, which honestly I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of government imposed spending caps on a lot of things. But one of them was on insulin, the other one was on EpiPens. And these things, again, very important, life-saving things. So those are some of the ways that that's happening. I think another way is something we talked about earlier with Dennis Gonzalez, former HHS executive, who was explaining that reshoring a lot of pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States, i.e. what we talked about was, you know, Puerto Rico and how Puerto Rico, you know, a few decades ago was a powerhouse in the manufacturing of American pharmaceuticals, and that's kind of dissipated since, but there's a move to revive that, which is a good thing. One of the caveats to that was that even drugs that are made in U.S. facilities still lack certain precursors or APAs, as they're known, to create these drugs, and those still come from China. So there's still some national security threat there, and there's an import issue. That not necessarily affecting the price, but definitely affecting, you know, how we continue to shore it up here in the United States. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective, Chet. And thank you, brother. I appreciate the call. Very good question. Very smart question. Let me see. Where do we go from here? Let's go to Jerome, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Go right ahead.
Hey, you know what? When I was in Korea, I learned something, a new term for people. They call them slicky boy. You like what the Korean people call a slicky boy.
You I am very slick,
both
sir.
Both hands against the middle.
Call me Slick Rick.
Yeah, you're a slicky boy. Hey, you commend that guy for having his brother that was a veteran, and then you turn around and vote for a guy with four effing deferments. And by the way, on them tariffs, hey, Trump, where the F your own people? Who you think's going to be paying for them damn tariffs?
Well, I think we the people pay for those tariffs in part, but and this is why I've never favored tariffs, right? But I think the reason these tariffs are working is because it's optional, right? You really, unless you're in a position where you can't get it from anywhere else, you're paying an optional import tax. Some people may have to pay it, right? They're going to have to bake it into certain things. But this is kind of a necessary thing. It's kind of like saying, look, it's part of the medicine you have to take, I believe. The other part of this is, yeah, of course I commend those that serve this country. And what, am I supposed to hate Donald Trump for getting deferments? I mean, what am I going to do? Sit here and hate the guy?
Four. Okay? Four, slicky boy. Four deferments.
Listen, it doesn't matter to me how many he's done, honestly. What matters to me is what he's doing in the White House, Jerome. And in the White House, he's making a hell of a difference. We just talked about all the impact he's making on the cost of prescription drugs, the moves that he's making with Big Pharma to try and bring most, if not all of it, back to the United States. You've got car manufacturing coming back to the United States. You've got Apple investing $600 billion. I mean, when have you heard of this type of investment? You haven't. And when they talked about it, President Obama said, what's he going to do, wave his magic wand? Well, it looks like he's waving the MAGA wand. And that's getting you mad, Jerome.
Yeah, okay, slicky boy.
I think you're the real slicky boy here, brother.
I know what he's going to be doing. He's going to be grabbing some women.
Oh, boy. And there he goes. You know, you're going to get banned from this show if you keep talking slick like that. The bottom line here is I think ultimately what we're all going to do is celebrate all the winning we're doing. And I think you're going to see real soon. Things are starting to pick up. I think they're going to continue to pick up. And then what? What are we going to say? You're going to talk about his hair? You're going to talk about you don't like his suit? You don't like his tan? Because you're not going to have too many other areas. I mean, what do you don't like the peace? You want to go back to the wars? Come on, brother. Anyway, amigos, we come back to you guys. Minnesota, Idaho, and more on hold. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Get early access to Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. 25% off the i8 bed, our most popular. Plus free home delivery. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grammer. Wounded Warrior Project supports injured veterans by connecting them with fellow warriors, by serving them through mental health and wellness programs, and by empowering them to live on their own terms. No one should face a battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
All right, let's go to Robert St. Cloud, Minnesota, KNSI. Go right ahead. Speed round.
Yeah, hi. Do you find it a bit rich that the guy that fired the labor statistics person is lowering drug prices by 1,500%? Can you explain to me how you lower something by 1,500%?
Didn't we just do this, Paul? Robert, I think I just spent 10 minutes explaining this to your friend who just called with this. You got to pay attention, brother. I'll give you the basic math. First thing you do is you get a Q-tip. You clean out your ear, right? Then you take a sip of water to clear out the haterade that you're gargling and choking on. And once you've got the hatred out of your mind, then you sit there and you analyze it. Now, I just gave you the source. It's in today's Reuters. If you go to Reuters, it's an article from today. It's updated today. It's from yesterday. Trump pharma industry discussing boosting medicine spending abroad to cut U.S. prices. And this is about paying the lowest price that every other country pays because we have been footing the bill for R&D forever and a day, which would equal, in some cases, 1,500% deductions because we add in all of these billions of dollars that we spend on research and development. I literally just said this to one of your friends, one of the other trolls that calls in. So hopefully you get that. I mean, I can't make it simpler than that. But good luck to you, brother. I appreciate it. This is what happens when Trump is winning. The trolls come out in full force. They have nothing to do, so they try to make nonsensical arguments, and then they try to insult you. Look at Jerome. Jerome's so funny. He's so friendly. He's so nice. Now he's calling here talking about grabbing him by the P word on the air. He's trying to get me in trouble with the FCC. Come on, Jerome. They're trying to sabotage me. I think Jerome and Mr. KNSI over here, whatever his name was, who just called from Minnesota, and the other guy who called, these guys are all reading from the same script, right? And I don't know who's funding these. Every now and again, you get these funded attacks on talk radio where they call in, they give you a script, and they go, call in and ask the host this. And he was trying his best, as you could see, as I was talking. He was still talking because he's reading a script. I've seen it before. It's not the first time we've seen it. It's not the last time we'll see it. But the good news is, amigos, that we know what's coming. And more winning it is. Let's go to Jane. She's calling us from Saratoga, New York, WGDJ. Yeah. Go right ahead, Jane.
Hey, Rich. I want to say something positive. I want to point out what Trump is all about. He is the best president we have ever had. And his strongest point in life is he is not a politician. He is a brilliant human being. He's fighting for our rights, the rights of everyone in our country, and he wants to restore our country to greatness, and he's the one person who can do it. And I totally believe that. Let's get rid of Jasmine Crockett, okay? What a nutbag.
Yeah, I love Jasmine Crockett. She's such a, I call her a cutie with a tootie because she got some attitude. But she is a pretty girl, and I think she's going to come around one of these days. I really do. I don't think she's as far gone as AOC, but what do I know? Jane in Saratoga, New York, WGDJ, thank you for your call. Good weekend to you. God bless you. And amigos, we continue our conversation straight ahead. For some of you, this is the end of the road, but, you know, you can always get me at richvaldez.com if your local station doesn't carry you. Either way, we're going to continue the conversation. Trolls are welcome. I'll bring it to the front of the line as long as you're not repeating the troll that went ahead of you. I'll be right back. Rich Valdez.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments and reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world, and that will be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered. But, of course, they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says plans are being made for a summit with Russian President Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I'll be meeting very shortly with President Putin. It would have been sooner, but I guess there's security arrangements that unfortunately people have to make. Otherwise, I'd do it much quicker. He would too. He'd like to meet as soon as possible. I agree with it. But we'll be announcing that very shortly.
The president will meet with Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday. A suspected shooter and one officer are dead in Atlanta in the campuses of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at Emory University. Police responding to reports of an active shooter Friday. The incident took place near the entrance of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the federal agency's employees say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. The man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody after a week-long search, according to authorities. Michael Paul Brown, the suspect in the killings, has been captured. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
This is an urgent message for investors over the age of 50. Silver is on the verge of making history. This is an opportunity you can't miss. We're Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America. And we've helped thousands of investors move their IRA, 401k, or retirement account into physical gold and silver. Call 800-900-8000 now. Or visit us at AdvantageGold.com and get our free 2025 Silver Investor Report. You'll learn how to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
A wildfire-stricken area in France remains on alert, fearing a heat wave that could rekindle the blaze.
The fires in the south of the country have been contained, but officials say forecasts of very high temperatures could reignite them. Over 3 days, the fire spread across the old wine region over an area larger than Paris. One person died at home and at least 21 others were injured, including 16 firefighters. It forced hundreds of residents to evacuate, and more than 1,000 homes are still without electricity after infrastructure was severely damaged. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Stocks rose on Wall Street, marking their third winning week in the last four. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Friday, leaving the index just shy of the record last week. The Dow average climbed 0.5%, and the Nasdaq composite adding 1% to the record it set just a day earlier. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. A legendary astronaut has died.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon. Apollo 13's service module, carrying Lovell and two others, experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
It was in 1968 that the Apollo 8 crew of Lovell, Frank Borman, and William Anders was the first to leave Earth's orbit and first to fly and circle around the moon. Letter writer said the crew's Christmas Eve reading from Genesis saved America from a tumultuous 1968. Jim Lovell, an American hero, dead at 97. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to another hour of the program, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Friday night, by the way, so I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys. I see we got calls from Vermont, South Carolina, Idaho, and more online. We're going to get to you momentarily. And, of course, lots to discuss this evening. We had some good conversation earlier. We're going to have some more good conversation right about now. Very interesting happenings today. A lot of different things going on. You got President Trump brokering yet another peace deal at the White House. We also have some other breaking news. Tish James, Letitia James, the Attorney General of the State of New York, who maliciously went after Donald Trump with a $454 million civil fraud case. She's under investigation. And that's a grand jury investigation, a federal case that's looking into what she did and why'd she do it. Why did she bend all these rules? Why did she, you know, kind of invent things? Why did Alvin Bragg make local, he made a local misdemeanor into a federal crime and then prosecuted it at the local level in New York City? Why did he do that? I mean, so many out-of-the-norm things that happened here, and they all happened to a guy they thought wouldn't win, and guess what? Now he's won, and now they have to answer, right? And this is not retribution. This is really accountability, in my opinion. This is how do you weaponize your office? How do you weaponize the system of justice and think you're going to get away with it? Well, I'll tell you why. I think the Democrats, and not every Democrat, but Washington Democrats and establishment Democrats, they are very brazen lately. I think they believe that there is an arrogance to them where they believe that the government exists for their pleasure. Right? And again, the government, what is the government? What I believe, it's an instrumentality of we the people. Right? It's we the people that have the power because we've been given liberty by who? By God. That's why I get to walk around free. Not because they say I can walk around free. I walk around free because God made me free. But that's not how Democrats think. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about providing for their family, although I'm sure it's on their list of priorities. Their main priority is, what can I get out of this government? How can I benefit myself, ingratiate myself in what organization? How do I make money on this? How do I get power from this? And it's evident in everything that they do. Meanwhile, I mean, just look at the presidencies of Joe Biden versus the presidency of Donald Trump. Completely different. In one, you've got Joe Biden, who basically oversees the largest human smuggling operation in American history, sanctioned by the United States government, sponsored by the United States government, makes Kamala Harris the border czar, and it's a free-for-all. You're talking about millions upon millions of people coming into this country. He turns the border agents into travel agents. Instead of arresting people, they come in and they get a midnight flight to Boston, a midnight flight to New York City. The things that have occurred on Joe Biden's watch are unspeakable and unthinkable, and I'm glad those days are over. So, in my opinion, Attorney General James and many others need to be looked at and realistically, right? And again, I say you take the shot and let the chips fall where they may. Why? Because I know the Department of Justice doesn't like to take cases they can't win. They try not to go after people if they don't think they can get a conviction. But I believe that it's important for the sake of the record. Now, I get it. If you take a shot at the Attorney General and you don't get a conviction, she's going to turn around and say, told you I didn't do nothing wrong. Told you you were wrong. So that's contrary to my belief. But I think you have to do these things, and mainly not through the Department of Justice, but you do it in Congress. You hold hearings so that there is an actual record of these questions and answers. You can ask the tough questions. You can cross-examine these people. You can direct-examine them. And you should, so that this goes on, so that when your grandchildren's grandchildren go to the National Archives in Washington and say, I want to know what happened. Let me hear this testimony from this lady they say was so bad, or they say was so good. And you find out she was really so bad. That's correcting the record, and I think that is incredibly important. Because without that, you lose. The good news is, history is written by the winner. And in this case, the winner is Donaldus Magnus, El Trompito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. So, that's my thoughts on that one. Then you got, I wasn't going to get into this guy. I don't know a ton about it, but I saw it, and I thought it was great. It made me happy. The actress, Gina Carano, she won a major settlement in a lawsuit against Disney. And what's interesting about this is, again, they tried to destroy her because she had some conservative opinions, and it got out. And I sympathize with that because similar happened to me when I worked in government. And somebody looked over my shoulder, saw that I'd taken a photo with Governor Christie at the governor's mansion for the Christmas party, and he, with a look of disgust on his face, he was like, "What was that? You? Why were you there?" And it was the beginning of really the end. It was the beginning of a lot of people no longer liking me just because I was friendly towards a Republican in government. And yeah, that was seen as sacrilege. How could you be a Hispanic and support a Republican? How could you be part of that administration? How could you? First thing he asked, literally the first thing he said, he stuttered as he said it. Do you support unfunding Planned Parenthood? And I looked at him and I said, of course. I don't like Planned Parenthood. And he said, oh, but and he started trying to sell me on why. This is a government employee trying to sell me with passion. Nervous. He was getting nervous of why I didn't care for it, and I didn't think government money should go to this private organization that amongst, he said, you know, it's not just abortions, you know. And I was like, listen, you know, this is literally the defense of a serial killer. You go to a serial killer and you go, listen, they're not just a murderer, right? They also used to volunteer in their church, and they also used to sell Girl Scout cookies. You know, I mean, none of that stuff matters when you are a serial killer. And he was just attempting to make all this case to, you know, they look at you as if you don't know, right? As if you're just some unsuspecting, unknowing person that just got duped by the fake news. And again, I understand that because I look at many Democrats that way. I think that the key difference here is that many Democrats really do react on emotion. And I can tell you, I rarely react on emotion. I typically use logic. It always comes down to dollars and cents and can it be done, which is why I usually am at odds with my QAnon friends who are so emotionally invested that, you know, the Barack Obama we see today is really a body double clone, blah, 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 blah. And the real one was already put to death because of his crimes, and now what we're seeing is a show or a movie playing out. I mean, how do you take anybody like that seriously with all these presuppositions and all of these? And the only defense they have in their logic is, "Were you saying that can't happen?" Come on, bro. Yeah, you know what else could happen? I could wake up being 6 foot tall tomorrow, and maybe long blonde hair like Thor and blue eyes. It's possible, right? I mean, it's not impossible. This is how they do it. And this is why I don't mess with the conspiracy folks. And they hate being called that. They like to be called what? Conspiracy facts, right? But the bottom line here, I'm getting too ahead of myself. Bottom line is, with Gina Carano, they treated her poorly. They got rid of her from her TV show, The Mandalorian, and it was off.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right, and our responsibility.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify. Qualify.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I'm a member of Gen Z. I've personally witnessed some of these behaviors among my peers, but it's not just me saying that. Another survey of over 700 hiring managers actually found that over half of them had witnessed these behaviors, said that interviews that they had with Gen Zers, they found unprofessional behavior, they found lack of preparedness. So it's really hard to have sympathy for a generation that is really showing these behaviors in interviews. I mean, the reality is Gen Z is entering into a pretty tough job market. Just 12% of Gen Zers leave school, graduate school with jobs secured, and then 60% of them remain unemployed after graduation. But like I said, it's hard to have sympathy for a generation that is showing these behaviors in job interviews, bringing their moms to interviews, having moms call hiring managers. I don't think that if you show those behaviors, you can expect to clock in on Monday.
Clocking in on Monday. Listen, that's Emily Sturge. She's from Campus Reform. She's a frequent guest on this program, and she was on Fox News Channel talking about this topic. And I think it's interesting, right, that you hear that from her perspective. I also want to get the perspective of our guest, because this is a fascinating thing. And Julie Jones is the CEO of Today's Professionals Consulting and Development, and they deal with people in the workplace all the time across multiple generations, not just Gen Z. And what you just heard, that 77% of Gen Z job seekers have brought a parent to an interview. This blew me away. Now, listen, I'm all about people relying on their parents. I really am. I'm a dad of a teenager and a young 20-something, and I want them to rely on me, and they're very I'm going to use the word hyper-independent. I'm the last one to find out. I'm the last one they ask for help. They don't ask me for money. They like to work. They don't want to rely on me. But I try to be involved. I'm like, hey, if you need me, let me know. It's like I'm almost over-offering. Nobody's ever asked me for even advice. Well, my little one does, but my big one never. And so this blew me away because, you know, they're in that Generation Z. So I want to get to the bottom of this with our guest, and let's welcome her in. Julie Jones, welcome.
Hi, Rich. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Now, do you deal with a lot of Generation Z in your consulting and your workplace activity?
I deal with a lot of different generations, but the Gen Zs are the ones that are coming into the workplace. So we're bridging that gap between college to career. And so, you know, a lot of the companies have onboarding programs that go a year now instead of just a 30, 60, 90 day onboarding program. They're hiring in cohorts and bringing them through a years long program to help them onboard, and teaching them professionalism and communication is a big part of the program.
Outstanding. So how much success are you having, and would you say you agree with this survey? Is it really 77%? Is that what you would say you've seen of people say, hey, I'm going to bring my mom with me, or I'm bringing my dad with me?
Well, about a year ago, Intelligent.com came out with a survey that said it was 20% of people that brought their parents to job interviews. This is a staggering number. But, you know, I've heard a lot about it, and I've talked to people, and, you know, I've had them say, you know, I've heard it. It hasn't happened to me. But last week I had lunch with a friend of mine who asked me for my take on this, and there was a lunch interview. And a applicant brought his father to the job interview. And I'm a certified etiquette consultant. And so the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, you brought somebody else to a meal to have somebody, have the company pay for another mouth to feed, which, you know, I thought was really rude. But
right, without asking.
Yeah. But then they were shocked not only that he showed up, they needed an extra seat at the table, but they didn't really know how to handle it, because at first their thought process was, we're not here to interview you, we're here to interview your son. But they didn't really know how to handle it. It was something that they said they allowed him to say, but then he answered questions. And they, you know, they finally had to say, you know, look, we're interviewing him. So it really sets a bad tone if somebody shows up at an interview unprepared with a parent, can't communicate or make eye contact. What kind of employee are they going to make? How are they going to react with the team, and what kind of team member are they going to make? So, I really feel like we really need to meet these Gen Z students where they are, and let's bring them forward. Let's really pour into the training to help them, because they do have a lot to offer. They're very smart. But we do need to have them interact a little bit better if they're going to be able to make it and be successful.
You know, I think this says a lot about the parents. Because this is one of those things where, if somebody comes to me for a job and, look, I'm here with my dad, I would likely tell them, well, can you wait outside? I mean, I'm not going to talk to you.
Right.
But I would likely tell the person, too, hey, listen, I'm going to try and look past this, but in reality, I'm not. I'm not going to look past this. I'm not going to consider you for a job. You're showing me so much, uncertainty. And at least in this business, you need certainty, right? When you're in the radio, it's live radio. You've got to be certain about what you're doing.
That's absolutely right. And there's a saying that says, when people show you who they are, believe them. And so bringing a parent to an interview says, I'm not confident enough to step out and be on my own. So you have to believe them.
That is absolutely scary. Folks, we're on with Julie Jones, workplace expert and CEO of Today's Professional Consulting and Development. And, you know, this is, again, a very, very weird situation, you know, people that are not dressed up. How do you, if I'm the hiring manager, right? I don't want to become an HR nightmare. I hire you. And I say, hey, Julie Jones, I'm going to lose my stuff if somebody comes here not dressed well, not prepared, and doesn't even look at me in my face while I'm talking to them. As the hiring manager, what advice do you give?
To you or to the...
To me.
To you. Say, well, we need to put some training in. If we're, you know, we need to hire for culture and train the skill, and we need to just keep finding people who are willing to step up. You know, there's such a thing as a halo effect, that when you show up and you're dressed nice, and I'm not saying you have to be in a suit, depending on what job you're interviewing for, but you always want to dress a little bit nicer than what you're expected to be if you get the job, right? You always want to put that best foot forward. But when you are put together, you look nice, you've taken the time to get dressed and take care of your appearance, the halo effect says people will automatically think you're smarter, because we all want to do business with people who have their act together.
Makes sense. Julie Jones, hold that thought. We're coming right back to you to continue our discussion on this survey. 77% of Gen Z job seekers are bringing their parent to an interview. Whoa. Anyway, we're going to talk about that with Julie Jones from Today's Professionals, and we're going to do that straight ahead. Plus, your calls are coming up. Open Phone America, 833-482-5337 or 833-4-VALDEZ.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
8186, sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new survey from something called Resume Templates found that 77% of Gen Zers admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview. And that's not the only ridiculous finding that paints Gen Z in a bad light. 53% said their parent had spoken with a hiring manager on their behalf. Is this real? And one in six hiring managers also reported Gen Z applicants use their phones during the interview, which is rude to both the parent that's with them and this. Kennedy, you've got Gen Z kids. Is this real?
Ew. God, I hope not for mine, because, yeah. You know, if they ask me to go on an interview, I would say absolutely not. That at some point you have to become an adult, but we have an entire generation of people who, I did a podcast about this today, they're so happy to be stunted in this arrested development, and they want to be early adolescents. There's this trend that started in China of adults using pacifiers to self-soothe. God, I know, it's disgusting. Just go find a pair of boobs.
That took us off topic. That is a clip from Greg Gutfeld's show. And again, talking about the incredulity around this study that finds 77% of Gen Z job seekers have brought a parent to a job interview. I have to say, I still think this is a prank, but it clearly has its roots in reality where people are, you know, thinking that's okay. And while I guess it's nice that they have that relationship with their parents, not so nice that they don't feel able to do this on their own at this working age, right? Even if they're like 15 or 16, you know, first job type of thing. So we continue our conversation with our guest. She is the CEO of Today's Professionals Consulting and Development. Julie Jones is with us. And Julie Jones, I want to get, I guess, some of the, let's take the other side of this coin. For example, we're hearing about what they're not doing well. From your experience when you're placing or training or consulting with Gen Z job seekers, what are they doing well?
Well, they bring a lot to the table as far as their technological knowledge. They can get things done quickly. They have a lot of knowledge. They're not afraid to try and do things. Where we're finding the gap is in the communication with their peers and participating on projects and communicating that they are done with the project or that they have filed it where it needs to go.
So follow or through. Even,
yes. And also their time, they don't have the value of time like we do. You know, if you're supposed to be at work at 9, they may show up at 9:30, 9:45 and think it's okay because they're very fluid with their time because in their minds, this is what my understanding is when talking with employers, their mind is, well, I'm going to get my work done, so what does it matter if I'm here at 9 or 9:30? But their bosses are saying, but you missed the team meeting. We needed you
now,
here.
Nobody gets fired? Is that the reason that they haven't learned
they
about
do.
Life?
Yeah. No, they do. They do. They get. They either, and we're finding that a lot of hiring managers are just not hiring them anymore. They're just saying, no, if you're fresh out of college, you don't have years behind you, you can't come here because it's just there's too much to work through there at the beginning.
Yeah, you could also say if you don't show up to work on time, you can't work here, right? Because I mean, that's
right.
That's just
right?
Insane to think that you're going to be able to do that. You know, I used to run a small business. I had a barber shop, and my hours were like 9 to 5, and I was a barber. And so it was great for me. You know, I was there early, and, you know, typically older people like to come in early, like real early, like between 6 and 9 early. I opened at 9, which is late for some barbershops. And, you know, so I occasionally would get there, and there'd be a couple of old-timers there that were looking for a shave and a haircut type of thing. And it was great. And I would tell people I was getting, you know, our hours are 9, but if you get here early, I can get here early because there's clientele early for walk-ins.
Right.
And these aren't Gen Z. These are my Gen X peers back in 1999 when I was a barber. And they would, they would look at me like I was crazy. Like, you want me to get here before 9 a.m.?
it was
amazing then that I had to deal with that. So I can only imagine how people are still dealing with that now. Godspeed to everybody who has to work in management. I don't envy any of those people. Now, we talk about what they do well, and you told us some of those things. I guess, what's your best advice to anybody who's listening who may be Gen Z, we do have some listeners, and anybody who is in charge or, you know, is related to some Gen Z folks in their family, what advice should they give them?
I would say be very encouraging, but set boundaries and stick with them. And to the Gen Zs, I would say if you want to succeed in life, if there's something in your heart or if you see your future and it is a nice home and nice cars and you want this life that you're seeing, then the way you get it is to start changing you. Start learning how to have a right attitude, how to show up with an attitude of I'm here 10 minutes early or 15 minutes early every day rather than 15 or 20 minutes late. And have a heart of service and protect your image. Show up, dress properly, put your phone away, focus on the people in front of you. Because while a lot of people are worried about artificial intelligence taking their jobs, in my world, AI stands for actual interaction. And at the end of the day, there are always going to be people looking for people with good people skills. And that's the defining characteristic between people who truly succeed and those who just have average lives.
Outstanding. Julie Jones, let everybody know how to find you if they want to hire you or consult with you. Where do they go?
Go to my website, todaysprofessionals.com, and you will be able to find me.
Outstanding. Julie Jones, CEO of Today's Professionals, todaysprofessionals.com. I want to thank you for being here. Godspeed to you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Rich. It's been good talking with you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Take care. And, amigos, we're getting to your calls right now. I see we got some troll activity. Oh, they don't give up. That's good. We love the trolls. And we've got some comments coming in from all different places. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But lured by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And again, it's a time-honored tradition on this program, Open Phone America, dubbed so by Larry King back in 1978, a tradition that went on for another three decades with Jim Bohannon, the late, great Jim Bohannon. And, of course, you and I get to do it tonight. We get to do it, and in the words of Bill O'Reilly, we get to do it live. So I want to give you the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ, and let's hit the phones. Let's go to Jimmy, Greenville, South Carolina, WCRS. Jimmy, go right ahead.
Did you flunk middle school math? I'm going to give you a third.
No, I think it was your mother that flunked middle school math, but get to your point.
How do you decrease 1,500% from something? Can you explain that? Forget pharmaceuticals. How do you do that to anything?
Well, the good news is it's my show, so you don't get to call here and put me on the spot and try to get me to do things. I'm not a trained SEAL that's going to do little tricks for you. But, Jimmy, let me ask you a question, because obviously you don't have female companionship on a Friday night, and it's in your best interest to wait 47 minutes to talk to me to waste my time and that of our listeners. So what type of pathetic individual are you that calls here to ask stupid questions and take shots at Donald Trump?
After Ghislaine Maxwell, what other sex traffickers will Trump try to protect?
Well, presuming...
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Dreaming and salivating over in your mind. It's not going to happen. The reality is he won. He spanked your side. You lost. And now you have your panties in such a tight bunch because he's winning. And because the crazy MAGA people like me, we get to talk our smack. And this is what's got you up on a Friday night calling me. Is that right?
Out of all the pedophiles who've been president, Trump's the best one, right?
Well, it seems to me that you talk a lot about these pedophiles, and judging by the behavior, this kind of stalkerish vibe that you give me of waiting almost an hour to come on the radio to talk smack, tells me that you are the type that is likely doing that type of thing. And again, that's my opinion. Now, Jimmy, I don't know that you're scoring any points with anyone listening to this show. A lot of people are fans of the president. A lot of people are fans of their 401k. They're fans of the money they have invested in the stock market. They're fans of cryptocurrency investments. And all of those investments are doing well. So what do you think you actually achieve? Is it someone paying you to do this trolling, or do you really do it because you're getting off on it?
Are you one of these MAGA idiots who doesn't understand who pays the tariffs?
Oh, I understand you pay the tariffs, right? Because you're the one that probably wants to have your butt so far up, your nose up China's butt, buying their products. But I think there's a lot of us MAGA people that want to buy America first, made in America. For example, I have T-shirts that are made for the show. I spend three times the amount that everybody else, guys like you, would pay. For what? So that it's made in America, so I have my bragging rights, so that I can use cotton from America, printed in New Jersey. This is what we do, because you try to make things better, even if it comes at a cost. That's called a sacrifice. It's called patriotism. It's called stepping up. It's called being a man. Probably all things you don't know anything about, but I'm hoping we can enlighten you. So keep listening to the show. I appreciate the ratings. Jimmy in Greenville. Let us continue. I want to go to Tony, Montreal, Canada, calling us on WVMT out of Vermont. Tony, go right ahead.
Wow. I am amazed at the inculcated propaganda that Jimmy Dude is swallowing down in whatever hellhole he comes from. Talking in a way so derogatorily to a person that is a champion radio host and personality. He should be privileged to be on your show. He should be, you know, deferential, and he should not be so rude and try to get across a logical thought process that a person living in Canada might understand, other than attacking in a derogatory way, an interrogatory that makes no sense and has no linear destination other than, like you said, it was there purposefully made to try to harm you or to try to corner you. So, Jimmy, anytime you want to come and have a conversation with a 32-year veteran of the litigation courts in Canada, where I learned how to speak to judges and speak to other lawyers, I'd be more than happy to help you learn your craft, so that you can come to a logical and educated, conclusion to your ideas, which are obviously on the way of an elementary level of understanding of politics. That being said...
Tony, thank you. I just want to say it's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Rich, I love you, man. You are one of the few people that, you know, I'm 66, and... You know, I had to put up with legacy media misleading us. And the great thing about you is that you're not afraid to talk to anybody, whether they're MAGAs, whether they're pro-Bidens, or just like this guy, Jim. And once I asked your producer, why do you do it? And you'd said, I do it because I want to get these guys on. Maybe it might give me some ratings, but at least I give them a soapbox.
Yeah, and you know what? I want you to hear those people. A lot of times people in our business will cut them out because, you know, there's really no value in that, right? It doesn't add to the radio show. I realize that, to my own detriment. But however, I think it adds to the national conversation. When you don't shut someone like that down and you give them a legitimate chance, it's giving them all the rope to hang themselves. They have nothing left. These are vile, angry people that can't make an argument. The guy coming with Ghislaine Maxwell, pedophile, blah, 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 more nonsense. This has nothing to do with how the United States is running. This is a clear indication to me that we're doing really well.
And I'll just say this, Rich. What you just said is reality. Because if we just hear the right and the right and the right, we're not hearing what these people are saying. And it's good for us to be grounded in this nonsense that they keep spewing. And it's propaganda. And when I first called your producer, I said, I want to talk about Karen Bass. And I just want to say one quick thing. I call her sure. Karen Rock Bass or Karen, I lost my tongue in Ghana Bass. A person that's a Biden appointee, she learned nothing, and she's the total incompetent person attacking the Trump Organization, ICE, and everybody that is trying to implement a sane and legal immigration policy. When you let 20 million people in, there's going to be illegal people. So eventually you're going to have to leave. They're going to have to leave. So calling ICE agents racist because they go to locations where people gather to get jobs, and even I know that they go to Home Depots in New Hampshire and hang out. I mean, I see a lot of people from different countries that can't speak English are hanging out there. So that's not racism. What I would like to ask Karen Bass, if she's listening, and her supporters, if you're going to speak of legality, let's talk about illegality, and let's talk about maybe 100 manslaughter charges against you and the three Christians for emptying the water tanks, emptying the water reservoirs, taking care of broken hydrants, making sure that the Santa Anita winds, which were coming, would create more havoc and more fire deaths. When you were in Ghana, I don't know what you were doing in Ghana.
Who knows, right? Who knows what she was doing in Ghana? Tony, I got to take a pause here. But thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate it. And you're right. Karen Bass is just... I don't know where to start with her. I mean, I think we've criticized her plenty. She's in over her head, but she's in a place where it's a slam dunk to get elected as a Democrat. And hopefully that changes soon. But Californians, Angelenos, they deserve more. Shout out to KVTA, by the way. Anyway, Tony, thanks for the call, brother. Amigos, we're coming right back. Some final thoughts on this immigration topic that I wanted to share earlier. And, that's it. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome to NFL Flag.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
No matter who you are, lace up your cleats, smear on your eye black, step out on the field, and chase something. Chase a goal.
Let's get it!
Chase the big time.
Get down, ladies!
Chase rings.
Let's go!
Chase gold medals. Chase all of it. It's all up for grabs now. NFL Flag. Chase something. Visit NFLflag.com to find a lead and start the chase today.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
All right, behind you with minutes to go on the clock, I want to ask you a question. Do you know who contributes to the economy enormously? who spends money locally, buys cars, jewelry, designer clothes, eats out at restaurants that employ servers and bartenders and whatnot, and always hires local staff for their business? Who? I'll tell you who. Drug dealers. And do we as a society ever make the argument that arresting them and taking them off the street would negatively impact our economy? I don't think we do. So therefore, why do we do that? Why don't we do that? Well, of course we don't do it. Since when does the economic impact of something and, you know, determining whether it's illegal or unlawful or lawful, right? It doesn't, right? Economic impact doesn't determine legality. But yet when it comes to what Karen Bass is making the argument about, you know, the economy, that we're taking jobs away from illegal immigrants and deporting them would hurt our economy. I have to say, do we ever make that argument? We say, listen, if you lock up these local drug dealers, man, it's going to be a lot of people in the projects that don't have a job. Nobody says that because that's not a consideration. Again, that's more of those, what they call me? A middle school math flunky. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night and God bless you, America.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A gunman and a police officer are dead in Atlanta. Police Chief Darren Schierbaum tells WSB multiple agencies responded after 911 reports of gunfire at a CVS pharmacy at Emory University across the street from the campus with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Officers arriving found a critically injured DeKalb County police officer that was down. He was immediately extracted from the scene and taken to Grady Memorial Hospital. Officers could still hear gunfire occurring inside the CVS drugstore that is right there at the intersection. So officers moved quickly to attempt to find the shooter and to neutralize the threat to the community. We later found the shooter on the second floor of the CVS. He had been struck by gunfire. We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted. He was removed from the location by Atlanta Fire Rescue to render aid. He did pass at the scene.
The incident took place near the entrance to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the federal agencies employ, say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. The man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody after a week-long search. According to authorities, Michael Paul Brown, the suspect in the killings, has been captured. President Trump plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
After expressing frustration with the Russian leader for weeks, the president said the two will hold a summit to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I think my instinct really tells me that we have a shot at it.
The Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska could mean a breakthrough in efforts to end the war. However, Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on their conditions for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement at the White House aiming to end decades of conflict, the president facilitating the meeting earlier Friday. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James.
It's part of an investigation into whether James violated President Trump's civil rights. The subpoenas reportedly seek records related to a lawsuit James filed against the president over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. On the condition of anonymity, a source confirms the subpoenas are related to a civil rights investigation. James' office says it stands behind its litigation. John Scott reporting.
A split appeals court panel is tossing out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in the case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The Friday decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison, even after the U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg said in court they must return to the U.S. Boasberg had found probable cause to believe the Trump administration rushed the situation. Breaking news at townhall.com. Those in the know say kiteboarding is the ultimate high.
Strong winds have swept the eastern coastline near Athens, Greece, drawing dozens of kiteboarders to the beach. Gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, turning the area into an open-air playground for the wind sports enthusiast. And believe it or not, the kiteboarding community is active year-round, adapting to changing seasons with wetsuits and braving cold winter gales. Jason Walker reporting.
Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments. That, according to an executive order signed Thursday by President Trump, his order could give those financial players long-term or long-sought asset access to a pool of funds worth trillions. No immediate change in how people invest in part of their earnings. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A crime. You don't want to arrest criminals. Democrats want to elect criminals. They want to have parties for criminals. They're gonna have a backyard barbecue for criminals, and then everything will be stolen. Isn't it great? 15 federal law enforcement agencies, in addition to the already existing Metropolitan Police Department (MPD), a fine police department. It could use some leadership changes. I think that would be good. And the fact that the news media, meaning the Democrats, are very upset about it. Extraordinary stuff. Trump orders increased federal law enforcement in D.C. Yay, I'm in favor of that. I'm actually entirely in favor of that because I think crime is bad. See? Right? Speaking of which, you know, that mob racist attack in Cincinnati where the Democrats attacked the nice people. The Democrats were all black, and the nice people that they attacked violently in that lady that got punched in the face by a Mike Tyson wannabe, she was on the television last night talking about her experience on the street in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I've got some of that for you because that's also about the Democrat Party. The president wants to talk about crime a little bit because the Democrats keep committing all kinds of crimes. And beating up nice people in the street in Cincinnati, beating up nice people in the street in Washington, D.C., beating up nice people and robbing. And the Democrats, they like illegal aliens and don't like Americans. They're not on our side. But I've got a little bit of this and a little bit of that for you because Democrats keep shoveling it and I keep cleaning it up. And so, among the many stories we have today, and there are a great many, as always, extraordinary things going on in the world, and President Trump looking to secure peace in Europe, where there is now war in Europe, because Joe Biden was president, and peace through strength, has the other side of that coin is war through weakness, and Joe Biden was the very model of weakness as president of the United States. War in the Middle East, war in Europe. When Joe Biden's president, because the left, the left is here. Joe Biden never made any sounds at all about peace talks. Do you remember that? Nothing at all. Years went by. War. The war machine, the military-industrial complex in the United States, they loved Joe Biden because he sat there and smirked and ate ice cream. What is it? Chocolate chip? Is that it? He's out there stumbling around, bumping into walls, getting ice cream again. And nobody will go with him because he's just, he's him. But that's it. And we've got a lot to talk about in the Trump White House. 200 days. 200 days, President Trump in the White House. 200 days of winning. President Trump is keeping his promises. The White House put out a statement yesterday and ticked off a few, and really just a few of the things that he's accomplished in this very, very busy 200 days as President of the United States. Second time around, you know. You're probably aware of that. Although there might be some Democrats listening, and you gotta keep your eyes peeled for them. Sounds painful, keeping your eyes peeled, I've got to say. But President Trump ticking off, they put out a statement, and ticking off some of the things that they've accomplished. Honestly, and I do recall the news media cheering Joe Biden because he kept fueling and funding the war in Europe. Oh, good. More weapons for war in Europe. That ought to go on for another year. How many years will this go on for? And President Trump trying to drag Vlad the Impaler Putin, the communist killer, murderer, guy who poisons people with polonium-210. That's a radioactive isotope that put it in your soup and you die slowly and painfully. He's a bad guy because he's a commie. He's a commie. Right? He's Putin. He's Vlad. Vlad the Impaler. And President Trump trying to get him to the table to negotiate an end to the hostilities against Ukraine. Joe Biden didn't do that. Joe Biden's Secretary of State didn't do that. Joe Biden's nobody. National Security Advisor. Nobody even talked about it. They're just like, hey, maybe we could get him F-16s. Maybe we could get him Patriot missiles. Maybe we could spread the war. Because the Democrats, you know, they presided as president over the American Civil War during, you know, the Confederacy. That was the Democrats. And World War One and World War Two and the Korean War and the Vietnam War. Other than that, the Democrats have a pretty good record on war, don't they? Because they're not on our side. And they're not on the side of good things. Isn't it amazing? So President Trump, hopes raised of freeze in Ukraine war as Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin set to meet. They're going to meet. Amazing stuff. At the same time, we got this one left-wing, dim-witted woman in Washington named Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's elected time after time after time. I think she's been our non-voting delegate to Congress for about 50 years now. And she's very upset because President Trump is talking about federalizing the city of Washington, D.C. And and it's amazing stuff. The Eleanor Holmes Norton, after Trump threatens to federalize D.C. police and call in D.C. National Guard. We'll see about all that. Stuff going on, lots and lots of stuff going on. Oh, we got an update on Jasmine Crockett. She's one of my favorite members of Congress. It turns out she is about the worst person on Capitol Hill to work for. She is arrogant and cruel and nasty, and she's not on anybody's side. She likes Cadillac limousines everywhere she goes. Not a regular sedan. She wants the big SUV, the Cadillac. And when her staffers show up, they are to stand outside of the Cadillac Escalade and hold the door open for her while she enters the extra-large black luxury vehicle, because don't you know who she is? And ex-employees of hers, she has many ex-employees because she's so, we'll just say, difficult to work for, that they say that she's not so much a member of Congress as she is a social media influencer, and that's all she wants to be. Because I've been saying this for years now, it's all a terrible television show. The Democrats have turned our entire political system into a terrible television show, your Democrat Party. And she is very, very upset about everything because she doesn't want to fight crime in Washington, D.C. Eleanor Holmes Norton, my non-voting delegate. I voted for Marion Barry when he was here repeatedly, but I've never voted for Eleanor Holmes Norton. Isn't she the only one on the ballot, Michael? I think she's always the only one on the ballot. And I like that. But Eleanor Holmes Norton's statement after Trump threatens to federalize D.C. police, call in National Guard. And womp, womp, womp. The, you know, he wants peace in Ukraine, and he wants peace on the streets of Washington, D.C. There are weekends where, you know, there are more people shot and killed in Chicago than there are killed in the war in Ukraine. I mean, just in Chicago alone. If you add up the number of Democrat murders across the country, that's another thing altogether, isn't it? Yes, it is. Michael knows that. Great many Democrat calamities that they, womp, I'm telling you. Oh, also, did you see the story out of Las Vegas? An AI, another CEO, you know how Democrats shoot and kill CEOs on the sidewalks of New York? They murder them with guns, they shoot them, and then they brag about it. And then the Democrats say, oh, he's cute. I like his abs. I want my daughter to date this murderer. And that's today's Democrat Party, something terribly wrong with them. But Vegas Agrippa, AI CEO Blake Owens, mailed a bloody pig head, and as you might expect, with a threatening note. Why would you sever a pig's head and send it to somebody if you didn't include a threatening note? What kind of an idiot would you have to be? But this, have you seen this? The New York Post has the story, the Washington Post doesn't, but he's a real estate mogul of some kind in Las Vegas. And he received, you know, and I'm talking about a pig. I'm talking like, you know, a 400-pound pink pig out of a storybook. And they severed the head of the pig, which probably weighs like 60 pounds all by itself. And they sent it to the CEO. So, you know, it's Democrats, right? The CEO of an AI startup received a severed pig's head and a threatening note, naturally, when his tech firm threatened to upend the traditional brokerage business in Las Vegas real estate. Blake Owens, the founder of Agrippa, was branded a Clark Kent knockoff and said he received the disturbing package at his home because his company released an ominous video in June. The video was ominous, so somebody severed a pig's head. The 30-year-old Vegas resident revealed he discovered the bloodied carcass wrapped in packing paper and stuffed inside a cardboard box. That's, what was that movie? What was that called? Seven, that Brad Pitt made with the severed head in the box out in the desert?
What's in the box?
And it was his girl, wasn't it? It was something like that. It's like that. But a 30-year-old guy is, and he's, hey, let's do business this way. And it's Vegas. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's apparently some organized crime there. Are you aware of that? Have you heard that in Vegas? And somebody, this is definitely Democrats, no doubt about it. And it's the old Godfather thing, you know. Waltz is listening, and he gets the horse's head in his bed at that nice mansion in Beverly Hills, right? It's a nice house. Somebody lives there now. And that's somebody's bedroom today. That's good. I have my friend Marty. He went to a party at that house, the house where got the horse's head in the bed. Waltz's house. Isn't that amazing? His beautiful horse. What was the horse called? Huh? And the Godfather got the severed head and put in the bed. I think the horse was called Khartoum. Khartoum. Is that correct? I think it's Khartoum. That's just from memory. Is that true? It's Khartoum? That's fun. Memory test. So that's great. But this guy, you got to see the picture of this giant, like 60-pound severed pink pig's head. He says, came home, was notified of this package, opened it up, and sure enough, it was a pig's head. Hey, at least it wasn't in your bed when you woke up in the morning. Clark Kent's knockoff, a simple Google search, goes a long way these days, especially in Vegas. Isn't amazing? Saw your Marcus video. What a joke. AI is not going to replace brokers. They got some pretty tough brokers, real estate brokers in Vegas, I guess, doing stuff like this. Oh, we got an update for you on the communist that the Democrats voted for in New York City to become mayor of our most populous city, most important city in the world. And what do you hear this communist? He wants to wage war as mayor of New York. Jihad, really, it's not. He doesn't wage war, he wages jihad against the president of the United States because Orange Man bad. The Democrat Party continues with their womp, womp, womp. Here's the note, the threatening note to the Clark Kent knockoff, he calls him. Very angry note. signed by M. M for mental, I think. Remarkable stuff. So I've got that. I've got that for you. And, yeah, Cuomo and Mamdani, New York. We're going to have to sell New York, I think. Who'd want to buy it, honestly? We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, see site for additional facts.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. Get your application fee waived now. Classes start August 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
You know what hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Little Rebel Rebel. As my friend Brian texted me, I see. The movie is called Seven. I know, I said it's called Seven. And he said, yes, the horse was Khartoum. I know, I said it's Khartoum. Come on. That might be the delay or something like that. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Lee, who maybe not coincidentally is calling from Leesburg, Virginia. Lee, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on your show. Chris, I've been living in D.C. for a long time, decades. I first moved here in 1988, and coming into Union Station, the first thing I was confronted with was a tourist who was stabbed in the stomach and who was laying next to a bench and being attended to by the EMS. D.C. has never been a safe city. It hasn't been safe since the early 1960s. And after the riots, it's never been safe. And people like Eleanor Holmes Nutcase are part of the reason why this city is not a safe city. This city belongs to this country. It just doesn't belong to the people of D.C. This belongs to this country. And this government needs to get into Washington, D.C., rip this government from their grimy, corrupt hands and put it back in the hands of the people of this country. That city could be a model city for the rest of this country if Donald Trump and the Republican Congress would just go in there, rip this thing from their hands and put it back in some reasonable hands and get this crime out of the city. I don't even like to go into the city anymore because the crime is just, you can't even tell sometimes where it's going to come from. Before and other times, you know, D.C., the way D.C. is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's either better or worse than it was before in terms of crime. It's either getting better or it's getting worse than it was. Mm-hmm. But it's never safe. And you never know sometimes where something's going to creep up. So it's high time. It's way, 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 way overdue to get these people out of this, you know, this mayor, this corrupt representative out of there and take over this city.
More on that coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Summer
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's beaten bloody by a mob of Democrat racist criminals just the other night. But it's okay, like in Cincinnati, when a gang of black people punch a woman's face in and make it look like Mike Tyson knocked her out on the street. And when 10 guys kick and stomp a white guy, you know, you got to have a white guy and then a white woman taking the beating. That's not a national news story. That's not like George Floyd or anything like that. That's not a big deal. Because it was a racist attack on white people by a violent mob of criminals who are black, and that makes it okay. And in Washington, D.C., the young guy with Doge who was beaten bloody, guess what? It has a similar pattern. I know, it's quite surprising. But Caroline Levitt says increased presence of federal law enforcement. Now, Michael, now you can go down to 14th Street tonight. You can go to that that place with the French name, and maybe nobody will be shot. Caroline Levitt added that the increased presence of federal law enforcement means there will be no safe harbor for violent criminals in D.C. Well, that'd be a real change of pace, wouldn't it? That'd change everything. Trump has repeatedly suggested the rule of law could be returning to federal authorities. Doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress, a step Trump said lawyers are examining, but could face steep pushback. It should always be a federal district, and even the federal government couldn't do as bad a job of running the city as the elected Democrats here are doing, because they're terrible financially and the schools and the crime. And you talk to the D.C. Metropolitan Police officers, which I do, and you know, they're great. The police are great. The leadership, not so great, in the police department and the city in general. The White House said the increased federal law enforcement would make D.C. safe again and would be present on the streets starting at midnight. That's last night at midnight. Led by U.S. Park Police following an 11 p.m. Thursday roll call at an established command center. A great federal law enforcement agency, the U.S. Park Police, underestimated and undervalued, underappreciated, because Democrats, you know. The push will last the next 7 days with the option of extending as needed under the authority of Trump's previous executive order, establish the Making D.C. Safe and Beautiful Task Force. Want to make D.C. safe and beautiful. It is a beautiful city, and I got to tell you, it is. It has become more crime creepy. because you go to a great many neighborhoods. You got to constantly keep your eyes peeled. And the Democrats, they do things like, they say, where are the nicest neighborhoods in D.C., the most crime-free neighborhoods? And they identify those neighborhoods. And they say, let's tear down a nice building and put in a homeless shelter there. Because we want, you know, homeless people, baby mamas and babies, and then when their baby daddies get out of prison, they come to the neighborhood, and then they're standing around threateningly, menacingly, panhandling and demanding things and going to grocery stores and stealing the place blind, so they have to close the grocery stores earlier. You know, you have grocery stores that used to close at midnight in D.C. that now close at 9 p.m., because after 9 p.m., the Democrats start coming in and stealing stuff, and they load up the carts, and then they threaten to kill the security guards when they walk out stealing all this stuff. And they've made that normal. The Democrats have made that normal. And they have. They've done this across the country, too. You know, you can steal up to $900 worth of stuff in California. So guess what people do? They bring their calculator, and they go to stores, and they steal $850 worth of stuff. And then they walk out with it. Then they go to another store a block away, and they load up $850 worth of stuff, and they steal it, because the Democrats have laid out the rules, and that's what they do. So next 7 days, and I think that's good stuff. Now, this really upset the people at Morning Joke, MSDNC, because they're mentally ill Democrats. They're very unwell, and we have, let me see, where do those begin again, Michael? 19? There they are. They're very upset. Now, again, a lot of crimes, there are noteworthy crimes. If you get your news from MSNBC, you don't learn anything about any of this, because they protect the Democrat Party's criminal ways by not reporting the news. Know what I'm talking about? So here's Morning Joke this morning, very angry that President Trump is going to fight crime in Washington, D.C. They don't live in Washington, D.C. They live in Florida. They pretend to be in New York for the sake of television, and sometimes they pretend to be in Washington for the sake of television with fake backdrops of locations where they are not, because they're generally in Florida. And here's Mo Yarbrough this morning with his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife sitting next to him.
We don't want a federal takeover of the Capitol. Certainly don't need the National Guard in there, or certainly not Marines. But you look at Washington, D.C., and it's been dangerous for years. There have been a couple of years here, a couple of years there, where it's been a bit better. But it's certainly, over the past 5 years, it has just been an absolute mess. Its quality of life has been terrible.
Now, over the last 5 years, so while Biden was president, D.C. has been a nightmare. The quality of life has been terrible. Crime has been terrible. But Joe Scarborough wants to make sure that no one does anything about it, because they protect crime, illegal aliens from the Sinaloa cartel and MS-13. They love crime. And if you say, well, are we going to do something about crime? Then they immediately, the media, the Democrat media, they start attacking you, slandering you and maligning you, which is what they do on any given day anyway. We can't have the National Guard. You know, Joe Biden called out the National Guard to Washington, D.C., and they stayed for months in Washington, D.C., occupying our city, military vehicles on street corners. It's the third worlding of America, because these commie morons are really banana republic lefties. They're not liberals at all. They, you know, John F. Kennedy were still alive. He wouldn't be for long with these guys around. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, and Joe Biden, January 6th. Now, the chief of the U.S. Capitol Police had asked for the National Guard to be activated, to be called up for the January 6th protest, and Nancy Pelosi shot that down, made sure that didn't happen. And then the Democrats called up the National Guard after the fact, and they occupied Washington, a military occupation of our nation's capital, after the fact, and they didn't when the Democrats were rioting in the city and attacking the White House for 3 days, forcing the evacuation of the President of the United States and his family to the underground nuclear bunker, torching the Church of the Presidents with an incendiary device. You know, they love firebombing stuff. And that was a Christian church. Usually it's Jewish things, but no, that's not true, because they attacked 500 Catholic churches in that time frame, too. No National Guard then, but never mind that. And remember the National Guard? some of the guardsmen, where were they from, were sleeping in a parking garage, and they ordered pizza, and they got their pizza, and the Democrats at the pizza place had smashed up glass and sprinkled the broken glass in the pizza that they delivered because they're Democrats. Now, in 2021, January 14th of 2021, up to 21,000 National Guard troops, up to 21,000 National Guard troops now authorized in D.C., right? National Guard mobilized for 30 days, including it's all about Biden, including Biden, because the, let's see, 6,200 National Guard go to D.C., that's all fine. But if Trump should talk about that, then it's time to fire on Fort Sumter. Aren't they amazing? Don't want Marines, don't want National Guard. Okay. I got an idea. I've been saying this for years, too. Hey, Democrats, stop shooting people. How about that? Is that too much to ask? The answer is yes, it's too much to ask. Morning joke this morning. Talking about it, for the last 5 years, while Joe Biden was president, D.C.'s been terrible. It's been unlivable. That's what he says. He's an idiot. He lives in Florida. Joe Scarborough.
We've heard it from people that have gone there to visit, are horrified that the nation's capital is as dangerous as it is.
We've heard it from people.
25, 30 years of friends asking, really, this is how the nation's capital runs?
Well, yeah, it's run by Democrats, and you people are all mental, and all your kids are violent criminals, and you protect them. So here's said it's been horrible. It's been terrible. It's like a third world hellhole. We've talked to people. Now, again, the backdrop on their TV show is Washington, and he sounds like he's never even visited. He was a member of Congress, a Republican member of Congress. He was a fraud then. He's a fraud now. Joe Scarborough.
Anything that the administration can do to forge a partnership with the city, that
Democrats,
I've got to say, its leaders seem unwilling to do what is required to keep city streets safe, that's something that's encouraged. Again, they don't have to federalize it, but just help the city help themselves.
Help the city. How condescending you possibly be. So the great white master should come in and tell the all-black D.C. government virtually. I think there might be one Jewish guy on the D.C. City Council. But other than that, and they're all liberals, and they don't know how to run a city. They don't know how to run a budget. They don't know how to fight crime. They know how to make matters worse. And you hear Mo Yarbrough here, Joe Scarborough, saying the most ridiculous thing. But don't federalize it. Don't do anything about it. Help them to help themselves. Mr. Condescending Racist, he really converted fully to the Democrat Party, didn't he? And for 20, 25 years, been so bad, people are shocked at how bad it is. But don't do anything about it, because that's the Democrat program. Let them die is their mantra. Morning joke.
If city council members continue to do things that undermine the security of the streets and of the communities and the places, not only where tourists go, where people have to go to work day in and day out, then yeah, we need the federal government be far more involved in the nation's capital. This is not Nebraska. This is the nation's capital. It should be safe for Americans and tourists from around the world to visit.
So help poor people running D.C. to help themselves. Don't do anything yourself. Don't fix anything. This is what liberals conclude when it comes to absolutely everything. Don't fix anything. Just give it BS lip service and, you know, blame Trump, Orange Man bad, and all kinds of stupidity, honestly. These people. Speaking of insane, dangerous Democrats, the New York City Democrat Party, the Democrats in New York, they had a primary election for the mayor of New York, and the Democrats, they elected, the communist, jihadi, anti-American, and off on the side there is lady killer Cuomo, mostly in nursing homes is where he killed the ladies. But they went to the cameras yesterday, and you're not going to believe what these knuckleheads said.
Over the past 5 years, it has just been an absolute mess. Its quality of life has been terrible.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This summer isn't just hot, it's historic. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns underwater, roads washed out, and in every crisis zone, the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. Waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for someone to show up and save them. They tell you that help is on the way, but what if it's not? What if help takes days, or doesn't come at all? You think the system's built to protect you? They can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be the one caught empty-handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
1 in 4 people have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also an actor and advocate for disability inclusion across all aspects of life. The disability community is passionate, strong, powerful. We have so much to offer and deserve to be included in society. We've got a trusted ally by our side. HR Shield is delivering services, advocacy, and local support that elevate the communities for everyone. That's my HR Shield. Make it yours. HRShield.com.
Yeah, I've got Zoran Mamdani coming up, and Andrew Cuomo coming up. They're both, for some reason, they want to be mayor of New York. One is power drunk. Cuomo wants to kill more old people in retirement homes, and of course, one is a jihadi who wants to destroy Western civilization. Zoran Mamdani. And wipe Israel off the map from the river to the sea and have a global intifada, which is to kill Jews everywhere you find them. And the Democrats in New York voted for him. Hey, vote for him. All right, let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Patrick, calling from the tiny state of Rhode Island. Patrick, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
Today is Frank Fugazi Day. It's August 8th. and we all know what that means. Hitler.
Heil Hitler, that's right. August 8th means Heil Hitler because it's 8-8 on the calendar. And H is the eighth letter in the alphabet. Therefore, any reference to 8-8, August 8th, secretly means Heil Hitler, right? And that's what this guy, Frank Fugazi... He's a former FBI guy, right?
Yeah, he is. He's probably going to make a connection, another Nazi connection with that Sydney Sweeney ad because her initials are SS.
Oh, my God. That's a great point. I hadn't even thought about that. And of course, Hitler's SS, the feared SS gang in the Nazis, and her name is Sydney Sweeney. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Mm. No, I think not.
What do you think she's doing on 8-8?
Have a great weekend. Pardon?
What do you think Sydney Sweeney's doing on 8-8?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I should call her.
This is the kind of stuff. And this Frank, Figliuzzi, the Frank Figliuzzi guy, is being sued by the FBI director, Kash Patel, because Figliuzzi went on MSDNC and made up stories about the FBI director, Kash Patel, saying that he's not going to work. He's just out at nightclubs in Washington, and Kash Patel's having none of it. Said Frank Figliuzzi is being sued now by Kash Patel for fabricating a specific lie about him. And saying that Kash Patel's been visible at nightclubs far more than he's been on the seventh floor of the Hoover Building. You know, at his office at the FBI headquarters in Washington. And he's a commentator in good standing on MSDNC because it's their job to lie to a shrinking audience every day. Unless they got Joe Scarborough, but is, he's out there with this. Oh, sure, it's been horrible for 25 years, but don't do anything about it. And what do you hear these commies from New York City running for mayor? That's coming up. They're definitely not on our side. Not on our side.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.